don't try to make it a something that you're psychoanalyzing so much. And then, but then meanwhile, you want to get a handle on how you feel about that. And we think it's a bigger subject. How do you feel about asking anyone to assist you in anything? How do you feel about that?
Do you like it?
You don't like it, do you?
No.
So it's not just about that. Isn't that it? And why do you not like to ask others for assistance?
Because I like to feel like I'm independent and powerful.
But there's more to that. Why do you not want someone else to assist you? Now, we're asking all of you this. Why do you not want someone to assist you? It makes you feel a little helpless. It makes you feel diminished. It's sort of an attitude, I'm here to prove something, and I should do it. And if I turn over my responsibility or activities to others, then I will not get the credit, or I will not put myself in the position where I am worthy for the reward. We think it's at the heart of why Esther has a hard time delegating. In other words, Esther delegates when finally she has no other choice. But she doesn't delegate easily because she doesn't want to bother anybody. But there's another level to that with almost all of you. What is it? We think it's worth getting to the heart of. We think it's a flaw in your perspective of your own worthiness. It's sort of like, here I am, I'm not worthy, I'm flawed and I am not worthy, and I'm flawed because I cannot see, and it's sort of exacerbated by the fact that now I need to ask someone for something, which sort of amplifies that feeling of unworthiness. And you're not the only one in this room or in this world that feels it. And we're hammering at you all day, every day. We want to shout at you and say, you are worthy, or you couldn't be here. You are extensions of Source. And if you weren't, you couldn't be here. If you didn't have the resources to be here, you wouldn't be here. You are at the center of the universe, and all that is responding to you. Law of Attraction is responding to you. In other words, you're here in this dance not to prove worthiness or not to prove rightness, but in order to enhance your experience for the purpose of this eternal joyful dance. There isn't something that you're on your way to fix that is broken, and there isn't something that you are on your way to create that is in need of being created. The whole thing is for the purpose of the joyful dance, you see. And we don't think that it's worth taking the time. We'd need 100 seminars, we'd need 1,000 seminars, we'd need 20 or 30 of your lifetimes to even begin to scratch the surface of how it is that you've come to disrespecting yourselves and not just standing in this place where you, like the tree, just expect good things to come to you. You've trained yourselves, most of you, away from your expectation of all things coming to you. We would far rather see you expecting people to, as soon as they see you, look for ways, we hear your beeper, look for ways to enhance your experience than for you to feel guilty about asking for assistance. Jerry and Esther have a cabin steward who is either very new or very busy, but he's not tending to their cabin, anything like they're accustomed to. And Esther said, why does this bother me? Because she says, really, I don't want him around. And really, we haven't made any kind of a mess that needs to be cleaned up. And really, there isn't anything that I really want him to tend to. So why do I feel this little bit of imbalance in this? Is it because I think that there's some standard that he should be measuring up to? And we say, you're in the process of sorting so many things out that have to do with so many other people that really have nothing to do with you. In other words, it would be nice if we could take you all on some island individually where there was no stimulation of thought of any others around, where you could just sit and be. Oh, a good night's sleep could do the same thing, or 15 or 20 minutes of meditation, where you would just withdraw your thoughts from whatever's going on, and you allow yourself to achieve vibrational alignment with the Source within you, the Source who loves you unconditionally and eternally. We want you to care nothing about what others think about what you're doing, and intimately about your connection with that energy stream. And in time, you will train yourselves away from the responses of others and into the response of that which is you. And in that, under those conditions, your words will not matter so much. In other words, you'll say, it doesn't matter what you say, it only matters what you mean. And what you mean is what you feel. And you cannot cover up what you mean or what you feel with words. What you mean and what you feel are what you're offering vibrationally. And what you mean and what you feel is what the law of attraction is responding to. And what you mean and what you feel really should feel good. And if what you mean